Hey, this is Gina.
Hello, this is Ashley.
Hey, it's Siobhan.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And you're listening to Speak It Sis.
Welcome. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of Speak It Sis. Why we gotta sound seductive and whatnot? But, I did. My bad. But welcome y'all to another episode of Speak It Sis. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been listening, who has been coming on to our Speaker Tube Saturday lives with us. We really appreciate it. We actually go on Instagram. We don't do Facebook, but we go on Instagram to kind of let our truth out. Just say whatever. Answer any questions that you may have. So pop up on there sometimes. It's all under Speak It Sis. Literally, Speak It Sis. Before we begin, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm feeling a little old.
Why are you feeling old?
My sister went to homecoming and had my baby.
Oh, Lord.
Yay. Did she have fun?
Yeah, she did. She posted some of the pictures on her Instagram page. I was like, oh.
Oh.
But I feel a little old. I'll get over it, but I feel a little old. She growing up on me.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, I think about it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, she grew up. That happened. It's a thing. But we're 17 years apart. Mm. She's almost 17 years old.
My God.
I can't, y'all.
Oh, my Lord. Smile, go hurry up and have a baby so we
can
be good.
Why
wait a minute, hold on.
You the one who said you feeling old.
No, I don't think I gotta have no kids because I feel old.
Go I have a baby.
Your baby grew up now. Stop you have your baby.
I still got 3 months that ain't even in high school yet.
So. Oh, Lord.
Okay. But, y'all, I do have this topic in mind where a lot of us don't just know how to be a part of this lifestyle, I guess I should say. And a lot of us cringe and kind of go crazy about it. And also a lot of us be set in our ways when it comes to it. So the topic that we're going to be discussing is called the single life.
Oh, boy.
The
single life. The good, the bad, the ugly, the negative, the positive, the pros, the cons. The single life.
Okay. All of them.
Yes. So, first thing is, what is deemed as being single? Like, what do you ladies see deemed as being single?
I am not obligated, entangled with, attached to anyone. All I got to worry about is me and my family.
I'm single. Then you feel the same?
Pretty much close to it. It's just, you know, basically, I don't have to worry about relationship things. I don't have to worry about, I'm not attached to a title. Like, I'm no one's wife, girlfriend, whatever title you're trying to get me. I'm none of that stuff. I don't have to worry about, did you eat today? Me just doing that is because I want to make sure you ate. Other than that, I don't have to feel obligated to communicate with just one person that I'm supposed to be, like, really building something with.
Okay. Understandable. Yeah, I think, yeah, being single definitely means I am one within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people feel like they are not whole unless they are with somebody.
You can't be with nobody until you're whole.
There you go. And, you know, you may have a couple broken pieces, but, you know, it's okay, you know, because you're still intact.
You can't be shattered and then think you're going to have somebody else put you back together. Because what if they shattered too? Y'all going to have a real toxic relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the pros of being single? So we now establish, like, what is deemed as being single, but what are the pros? Like, what are, like, oh, okay, this is what I like, you know.
Freedom.
Ooh, it sounds like you in slavery. Wait a minute.
No. What you mean? I'm not saying that being in a relationship is slavery, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody that makes you happy. You tear that up.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, like I said before, when you say what it means to be single, and I say that I'm free to say and act however I want, and I don't have to be like, I shouldn't have said that, because now that's going to hurt somebody's feelings. I shouldn't have did this, and that's going to, you know, and things you have to consider when you're in a relationship. That's just what comes along with it, is you don't, I don't have to consider that. So I get the freedom to, if I want to be a thought conscious this week, I can do that and not worry about the repercussions.
Okay.
And I'm not worried about somebody calling, well, I didn't like when you did. No, I can just do what I want when I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, what about you?
Well, being single, because I'm single, guys. I'm single. I'm actually single, single.
Hello.
But being single, yeah. I will say single as a Pringle, but I realized Pringles aren't really single, right?
Pringles ain't single. Because
once
you pop, the fun don't stop.
Which could also be considered a pro to be single.
Never mind. I'm done. But anyway, for being single, I've learned that one, you get time to yourself a lot. And you start to appreciate that time where you actually get to talk to God.
Yeah. So,
amen.
Like, you get to actually meditate. You don't have to go to your significant other, whoever you're actually trying to get to know, and explain to them how you want this alone time to yourself, and them have to actually understand it.
Very true.
Go ahead, Shaggy. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No, I agree with that 100%. Like, I just, during my single stages, I've really felt the oneness, spirituality, of course. I felt the oneness with God, because I didn't have any distractions. I was no longer entertaining things that were temporary.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, so that definitely is a pro for me, where I was able to have or start a commitment with God during that time. And it's been, hey, we stuck, okay? Stuck ever since.
You learn so much about yourself when you're single.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, I didn't realize it's like, and like Ashley said, that time to meditate, that time to just, me, I'm an introvert. I have my times where I'm like, I don't want to respond to text messages. I don't want to take phone calls. I don't want to go out. I just want to just sit. I don't want to have to explain to nobody, because I'm not, did nobody do nothing to me. There's nothing wrong. I just need stop. I just need quiet.
Yeah.
This is why I enjoy living by myself.
Yeah.
But you get that. And you can't necessarily get that with other people when you're with someone else.
And welcome to a vet of the show, Elder Brown.
Hey, Ryan.
What up, girl?
Hey, Elder Brown.
What's up?
What's going on with you, sir?
Nothing. Just trying to make my life clean. You know what I'm saying?
That's understandable. So we're going to reverse it for a bit so we can get the male perspective real quick, and then we're going to keep it moving. But Ryan, what is deemed as being single?
What is it? What?
What is deemed as being single? Like, what is single?
Being single.
Yeah.
Not being married, basically.
He got a point.
And that's it. Just, I mean, because even if you're in a relationship, I mean, obviously deemed by, you know, obviously God's terms, you're single. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if it's that type of degree, but if it's, we talking about just the worldly perspective of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you single, you just ain't with nobody. That's really it. you ain't with nobody, man. I mean, you know, you just got to look at it from a, however you choose to look at it.
Okay. Okay, well, what are the pros from your perspective of being single?
A pro of being single is, like self-introspection and self-work. Not saying you don't do it when you're in a relationship, but I think you have more adequate time to do so. And, you're able to, I don't know, just make yourself a better person. You know what I'm saying? Because if you trashy, then you kind of suck as an individual for real. So you gotta make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. I portrayed it as not having any distractions, and from a spiritual standpoint, getting connected with God wholeheartedly without anybody kind of pulling you away from Him.
Yeah, I mean, we can say that too. But I think you're going to get distracted even more because you are single.
Well, what you mean? Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Well, why you say that? Why you say that?
I mean, I say you're going to get distracted more because now you have other things that are pulling at you way more than maybe people. You got, obviously, the world pulling at you. You have a lot of options to do a lot of things that ain't right. For real.
True.
Mm.
Yeah. You know,
and you don't know what to do with yourself. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like this video I saw. I'm going to share it to y'all, man. Y'all watch it. But it's just like you got family pulling at you. You got friends pulling at you. You have, quote unquote, you know, the opposite sex pulling at you. You know, obviously for women, men, and men, women. Or I mean, hey, you never know. If you like what you like, but you got whatever pulling at you. Trying to figure out where you fit at in the world, and being able to say, all right, how I'm gonna make my place. You know, you have a lot more on you, because then you still trying to make sure you can provide for yourself. Not just in a spiritual way, but a literal way. Every day, just trying to get through the day sometimes. So, I think you get more responsibility when you single.
Yeah.
Than when you actually in a relationship. Because your relationship is confined within this box. Like, it's confined within the space that you don't have to necessarily outwork yourself. But you can overwork yourself still, in a way. But when you're single, you got too much pulling at you, and you really don't know how to go about it.
Yeah.
At times, you don't have direction.
Kind of like you dependent on yourself and nobody else.
Yeah.
Yep. I think Amelia. Okay, so what are the, so we talked about the pros, right? We understand about, uh-huh. You know, we are able to kind of be with one with ourselves in a sense.
Right.
Siobhan had mentioned freedom. You uh-huh. know, so we got that. So from all of y'all, what mm-hmm. are the cons to being single?
The same thing.
Wait.
The same thing, but the opposite.
Explain. Break it down.
Well, I mean, the same. Okay, it's like the saying is, I don't know how I go for it, but I'm about to make it up.
Uh-huh.
Basically, we all have like gifts, right?
Yeah.
The same gift that you have can be a blessing, but also can be a curse at the same time. So you got to look at it and say, okay, yeah, I have this amount of freedom, but what you doing with it? Or, you know, I had these distractions, but am I entertaining them? You know, you have so many things that it's like, this could be good. But when you look at it in all perspective, is it really doing you any good? Because it might not be. It might hurt you because you may not know how to cope, and you don't know how to do the self work on your own. Mm. And because you can't, now you stuck in this box, in this hole that you can't get yourself out of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about y'all?
The con, because I and in a lot of ways I'm still going through this, is if you're single for too long, you get so stuck in certain ways, or you get used to things being a certain way that you don't know how to, I guess, function in a relationship. Like little things, for example, they texted me today. Let me text them back, even though it's been 8 hours. And I ain't heard from them. They ain't heard from me today. They said good morning, but I didn't respond. I saw it, but I didn't respond because I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing. And I'm finding myself, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to not respond. That, trying to keep up with just the little things. Because I'm so used to it just being me, and I can go and do what I need to do.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm wondering, so does that mean that it's more responsibility? Is that, would that be considered a pro? Or
No. I'm saying, you know how I said as one of my pros, one of the pros was like the freedom to just go and do whatever it is I need to do. But when you've done that for so long, the cons of being single is that being single for so long and having that, you don't know how to, you get so set in your ways, is what I'm saying. You get set in a certain way.
So what you're saying, okay.
Wow.
Am I not answering the question right? I don't know.
No, you are. So what you're saying is that when you've been single for as long as you have, like say 2 years or whatever, when you're finally in a relationship, is you so used to being by yourself that you don't really know how to operate exactly in the actual relationship.
Yeah, I don't have to function like somebody who's part of a relationship. I'm still functioning as if
you by yourself. Yeah, you don't have to worry about nothing. You got no worries for real. All that good stuff.
So yeah, that's like the con of being single. I'm saying the con of being single for too long.
Okay.
It's the struggle of you gotta consider this other person in your way.
Okay. You gotta consider the other person's feelings and all of that stuff.
I will say one of my pros about cons about being single is sometimes I want to learn from another perspective. Like, yes, we have friends and things of that nature, but to be able to learn and grow with somebody that you're connected with on a more emotional level, that definitely will be missed, because you kind of miss out or tend to, you know, like just not have that growth. Like it's kind of like, to me, it's like if you were the only child, right, for years. Like for years, and then all of a sudden it's like, now you a new baby is on the way. Now you have to kind of adjust. You have to learn how to
share.
Yeah, you have to learn how to share. And in terms of a con of being single, who do you really can share your deepest emotions with? Who can you really share, you know, like your deepest passions with? Who can, you know, of course God will always be there to pour into your passion, but who can he send to you to help you pour into your passion, you know? So that is definitely one of my cons. Like I love the, you know, the single life for sure, but then I don't know, like I think that with the whole dating scene, it teaches you what you can pull into your life and what you can you should be taking out for sure.
So yes.
Yeah,
I'm there, so trust me.
It's kind of like when the parents make the decision to send whether or not to send your child to daycare
mm-hmm.
or not, and it's like, well, my kid needs to learn how to play with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
You get to learn that compromise. Well, okay, you play with this toy for 5 minutes, and then it's my turn, and then I'll give it back to you in five. You know, those kind of things. But looking at it from a relationship, because you don't get that if it's just you.
Yeah.
You're like that only child.
Yep.
So everything is about you, when you want it, how you want it, when you're going to do it. But versus being in a relationship, sending your child to daycare, now they got to learn how to share, they got to learn how to compromise, they got to learn how to, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And learn, like you said, Cheyenne, change your perspective, and maybe my way of thinking is a little selfish because mm-hmm. I'm thinking about me.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and now I have to still think about me, but also take into consideration my life choices now affect another person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you gotta learn how to live with that, because you could be single and live a single life and say you want to be with somebody, but you gotta learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm. And then I also think it's a communication barrier as well, a con of being single. It is a communication barrier. We know how to communicate with our friends, with our family, but when we are bringing somebody brand new into a world that they don't know and I don't know, you have to be willing or learn to communicate. Everybody's communication tactic is totally different. So like what you said, Siobhan, about being able to open up and be willing to kind of like, oh, I can look at a different perspective, but that communication factor is very important because mm-hmm. it ain't your way all the damn time.
No.
You,
right.
No, I'm just saying, man. Well, not all the time. No, it's like you gotta, but I think we can all communicate. It's just a lot of us can't comprehend.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's the biggest day all the day.
You know, because I could say, come play with me, Jack. And they like, hold up, I don't want to.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's some small little things, man. Where it's like, yeah, we can do the big part, but mm-hmm. am I really fully engaged in whatever this conversation is, or whatever we talking about, or even the non-verbal communications, you know what I'm saying? Being able to read people's body language, being able to, you know what I'm saying, you pick up on little small idiosyncrasies and cues that people do and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people communicate more just with their bodies than with their mouth half the time.
Yep.
This is true.
Yep. Facial expressions and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, you can tell if a person can hold water or not, because if somebody says something crazy and that face get to crunching up, you know what I'm saying, like a ball of paper, you know. For real, man, like, people gotta realize, yo, like, everything sometimes don't, like, as much as we say everything don't deserve a response, you gonna respond one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it.
That's my mom just, don't that's, say my face will.
Yep.
I mean, even if you don't say anything, you can simply just shift your body a certain way, and they like,
oh, what you got?
Nah, champ, ain't something ain't right now.
Yeah.
Yep. You
yep.
know, mm-hmm. so it's them little things, man. I think you just gotta obviously be more attentive to, but also, you know, pros and cons of all of it is being able to be attentive. And sometimes you can be present but not be attentive, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's mm-hmm. another form of communication that we ain't really, that you don't really think about, I guess, sometimes, because just because I'm in a room with you don't mean I'm there,
right?
Or yeah. you know, vice versa, I'm in the room but I'm just in the room, like I'm not mm-hmm. really focused on this, I'm focused on that. You got
you just physically
things.
There
mm-hmm. you just there in the room. It's like being that garbage can in the corner. Like, you know, the garbage can over there, but you ain't gonna use it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
That just reminds me of something. I think it was Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
She said, people get so obsessed with the big part, the wedding. She was talking about marriage in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But they want the wedding and they want the big show and the big ceremony and the reception, but are you willing to do the little day-to-day stuff, the everyday that mm-hmm. comes after the wedding? Can you handle that?
So it's more so of the title. Like, are you able to handle what this title quality
comes with?
Yeah.
Like
because
being...
marriage is more than just a piece of paper, the dress, the wedding, and the show. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta live with this person. Are you willing to deal with all of their flaws?
Are you willing to die with this person? You know, every day.
Yeah.
Because. No, because for real, like, yo, essentially, like, when you get married or, you know what I'm saying, anything like that, your ego got to die, yep. like, right
you,
there on the
you
front.
Die, you die, yep, yeah, you die to yourself. Yep.
And, are you willing to... Go ahead.
No.
No, I'm saying, but are you willing to deal with this person even when today I don't really particularly like you today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be like Viola Davis. And Vince's, I'm with you, Troy. I've been with you the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I've been right here. Like, what you talking about?
Snot running down.
You know, like, crying and snotting and everything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put that in perspective, too. Like,
yeah.
People, you got to be able to say, look, I'm riding with you even though it's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding with you when the sun's shining, but can you ride with me when it's hail, sleet, rain, a windstorm, a tornado?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases we are, but at the same time you may not necessarily know how to adapt based on that storm, just because you might just get a little bit of rain. You know how to deal with it because mm-hmm. you got an umbrella,
right?
But you might not know how to deal when you got 100 mile hour winds and you got to stand in front of them to block the wind from them and hold on at the same time so y'all both don't blow away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it's shite like that.
It
I'm
is.
Not use, you know.
You trying not to be vulgar. Know. It's okay, Ryan.
I'm not trying to be. I don't want to be vulgar, man.
Okay.
I want to be. It's not even 12 o'clock yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
You got 45
okay.
moments.
Yep, it's okay.
I probably cussed this morning anyway.
Oh my Lord. Okay. So so for those who are single,
mm-hmm.
what do you do while you're in your singleness? Because it's I feel like being single is in a sense a lifestyle because you're definitely learning certain qualities of who you are and those around you. So what do you do for you through your single journey, like in your singleness?
Well, in my singleness, but during the time of me being single, what I'm learning is dating thing, because with being single, I was trying to figure out, because everybody kept saying, well, you're single, you don't got to worry about all this. Well, you're single, you don't need to do all of that. But I'm trying to figure out, is there rules to this being single?
Mm.
And who the fuck came up with these goddamn rules?
I just heard a lot of aggression when she
said, yeah,
she's like, look,
mom.
Like,
why
do
this?
Like, why is there rules to being single? You're single, so why the fuck is there rules?
Oh my God.
Because with me being single, I'm like, okay. Because I keep being told that, okay, you're single, that's good. You're learning yourself. You're being with yourself. Mm-hmm. But while being with yourself, of course, you got your family who pulling you here and there and stuff like that. And you got your job because you got to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You still, like, got to deal with people. You got to deal with society.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get to come back to yourself. And then I find myself while coming back to myself. So there's moments where I don't want to just call my girls and tell y'all about my day and have y'all pretty much just be like, you know what, you probably could have did this, or you was right for that, you was right for that. Or tell my mom different things that happened at work, and she said, well, you know, you shouldn't do that because now they have a law. Or stuff like that. Or different stuff like that, where I'm used to, you know, when things happen, because God already with me, he the reason that I respond in a particular way. When things happen, you come home, you typically call your significant other or that person that you're seeing, and you tell them about different things. Mm-hmm. Like with me, like the dudes that I'm talking to, like I talk, I'm getting to know these people. And if I find out that, you know, that particular person, he just don't match well with my energy or where I'm trying to go in life, I keep them friends on. Mm-hmm. Some people tell me, okay, you're doing the wrong, you shouldn't be doing this and that. And I'm just like, okay, but I'm figuring it out. So how is that wrong? I'm figuring out exactly what works with me. I'm not settling for anything. I don't want to just settle, oh, he's giving me attention, or he does it like this, and I actually like that. But most of that is just the, you know, the flesh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about when I'm sick or I'm unable to do certain things? How is that person able to be there for me?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where I'm at right now. I don't care about the actual, if he can actually, you know, lay it down in bed, put it down. I don't really care about it right now.
What?
Because I've had that.
Ryan, I ain't dealing with you.
Shut up, Ryan. Because I've had that. I already know that.
Okay.
Oh,
Absolutely. Like, I don't worry about how your thing works, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
done with you, right? I can, you know what I'm saying? I can tickle myself from the inside, too.
I'm done with you, right?
You know what I'm saying?
You and you were going to wait till 12 o'clock.
No.
No, I went vulgar, though. I just said...
I went vulgar.
Profane words. I just said, you know, y'all use your imagination.
That's where I'm at right now with the single stuff. And then some, there's moments I'm just like, being single, am I not supposed to be dating? What the fuck is this?
See, okay, here's my take on it. I believe that during your singleness, it's going to be a different journey for everybody, right? But I also feel like having those distractions is what's going to cause you to go back into the bullcrap that you left. So, like, example, I'll tell my singleness story real quick. So, basically, during, of course, there were other underlying issues that caused this, but I was having, of course, men come in and out, literally. around me, right? Literally come in and out around me for years. And it got to a point at a certain age and mentality where I was just tired of it because I wanted something better. But how can I get something better when I'm not able to leave or remove things that are clouding my judgment of people and things that I know that I can do better in? So I have prayed. And I said, God, whatever you got for me, I receive it. And if you need me to remove, or I'm asking you because I can't do it on my own, I'm asking for you to remove things away from me and people away from me so that I can receive all of you and learn more about who Cheyenne is. And God was like, okay, that's what you want to do. I got you. Because it was crazy. I prayed that probably like in early 2017. And then the ripple effects start coming. I start getting into it with these men. I started ghosting these men. I started doing things with them. And I was like, ugh, why the hell did I do that? Like, it made me feel nauseous with certain things. So I think, honestly, and this is from a spiritual standpoint, sometimes being single is not about yourself. It's about your connection with God and how to handle certain situations as they come. Like, because if you constantly keep having the same, or you keep constantly having to repeat the same situations, you haven't learned from it, and you're just accepting it because from a surface level they're there, you know, for you like a little dog, literally like a little puppy. You know, you have them around just for that, and then when they mess up or they don't do something you don't like, it's not like you kind of in a sense give excuses for them because you want them around so bad. So no, like for me, I needed to learn who Cheyenne is, and I tell Lynn this all the time during my single stage as well. I used to talk to myself, like not like a real full-blown ass conversation, but like in the morning when I'm getting ready to go and do my day-to-day or whatever, I would literally walk up to the mirror and kind of boost myself up with confidence. Like, oh, hey, girl, how you doing? Look at you. Okay. Your locks is locking, you know. your dimples is dimpling, you know. Like, I would do all of these because it boosted who I am. And because sometimes even when you're in a relationship, you kind of have like these insecurities and you expect for your significant other to do something about it. And that ain't the
job. You expect them to boost it up. You expect them to come and look at you every day and be like, "Ooh, girl, you fine."
Yeah, that ain't their job.
And there's moments they don't do that. They be in their own little space and their own little world trying to boost themselves up. Or get themselves together.
Yeah, and it's not their job. Like, why are you putting it? And then also, and I know going with this Will the Data bull crap, but Will Smith made a video a while back when he was saying, "I'm no longer forcing or trying to make you happy. Like, I'm not gonna break my back to make someone else happy. That is not their job."
It is not. Just because you're unhappy with yourself, you need to go figure that shit out.
Yeah, because I hate when especially women do this. Well, he makes me so happy. Well, what were you before?
Before you got with him. Exactly. That's, like, that's, I hear that a lot.
I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's what I liked in my single period. Mm-hmm. Where I got to learn what makes me happy. I probably got into baking like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I got to find out some other things that I'm good at. But what makes you happy? That's part of being single. You learn, when I say you learn about you.
Yeah.
What do you like? Not what do you like? Because I grew up a chronic people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up doing something I knew was going to make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And got into this space, not only in the single phase, but during my single phase and when I moved into my first place on my own, learning this is what I like.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. This is what makes Siobhan happy.
Mm-hmm.
So learning all of that is one of the best parts for me. That's one of the big parts of me being single, is I learn what I like so that I'm not so focused on, are you okay? Do you like this? Do you like, oh, we don't have to do this if you don't like this. You do you, I'm gonna do me.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And then also, I do have a thing as well when it comes to relationships. Right, you did mention, of course, you have to die to oneself when you're in it, like when you're married and whatnot. But I'm gonna say this: I am whole before I get with you.
You should be,
and I will be whole during, you know, my process with you. Like, yes, like I don't feel like we change, like. We do, because that's the beauty of growth. We're supposed to change. We're not supposed to stay the same. So
perspective change all the time.
Yes. And we're also supposed to understand or focus on the things that we know that we need to change. And if you don't, that's a problem. That, bless your heart, you're gonna have to get pierced by God to figure that out. But I feel like when we change, don't be upset when they're not, in a sense, changing with you. It's just there are certain things or certain levels that God has taken them through, and it has nothing to do with you. And it's okay. It's totally fine. You can't be upset about it. It's fine. You'll be all right. And yes, Ryan, you're right. A wise man changes, but a fool stays the same. Yes.
Exactly. I mean, because, like, I mean, when you, that was something that, I mean, Monday, she, like, that was, like, our first introduction for real to, like, Bible verses and God and all that mad early. And we don't, and the thing is for us is we wasn't getting it and, like, understanding it then until we realized, like, we get older. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, he been preaching to us since we was, what?
Six, seven, eight, nine years old.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, y'all gonna get it. Y'all gonna get it later. Y'all may not get it now, but y'all gonna understand like what I'm saying and why I make y'all say this all the time. That you know, with being projected, you know, whether you're going higher, lower, left, right, it's change. Mm-hmm. And knowing that if you're gonna change, your change is for you.
Yeah,
we can change for people. We do it all the time. We've done it, and in some kind of way, we still do very in a very small way sometimes. But I think too is it's a difference in changing, and it's a difference in compromising.
Ooh, go ahead, Elder Brown.
Nah, because you can compromise on certain things. You silly man. You can compromise on certain things, but you when you make the change is. Is really for you. To compromise is for them. And you know, it's like you gotta put all that into perspective and think like, alright man, what's really on the floor? Like you say, Monday, you would sit there and have them conversations, you know, with yourself. Being able to have those conversations, most people can't look in the mirror for real, like dead smack in the mirror and ask themselves these certain questions or talk about this or talk about that, just because it's unfamiliar to them, because they're used to, you know, like you were saying, Ashley, hit that line and call, or talk to this person, talk to that person. It's like, yo, sometimes, man, that journey is strictly for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the destination is for everybody else. So if they see you at the destination, they didn't have to go through your change period with you, because they weren't supposed to. You know, you're supposed to go through whatever that is, whatever the avenues, highways, byways, valleys, peaks, and you know, all the other extra stuff that come with it, so you can, you know, stand out differently and people can look at you and even and it sometimes respect you more, because they understand like you had to do it, because if you didn't, the same person that I would have had or would receive, it may hurt me, you know what I'm saying? You could hurt yourself. You know what I'm saying? In ways. You know, looking at it like that, man, you just gotta realize, make it make sense for you.
Yeah.
So you don't come up short for real. Because if you do, I mean, don't nobody want the short end of the stick, because then you gonna miss out on what you were supposed to have. It's a thing about having like, you know, potential and working potential. Everybody got potential, but everybody don't have working potential.
So, I think, Ryan, too, like to jump in with what you're saying with Lynn, like pertaining to being in a relationship for a long time and then you're now out of one. Sometimes your routine, of course, is altered, and it's okay that it is. Because you're learning, like it's a journey, it's a process that you have to go through. Everything is not gonna stay the same. It's not like it's something because of what you're used to and how you navigate it through a certain day to day. It could be altered, but it could be for a good reason. You don't necessarily, like you don't have to, in a sense, like cry, you know, like or mourn the change. You have to accept it and be willing to take that sacrifice to not have it anymore. you don't have to, you know, like, dang, I wish I could, but it's because you're so used to it. You were so immune to it. So yeah, you gotta do all of that.
Yeah, you better cry.
Why do you have to cry when you don't feel like crying?
Because
you gotta mourn it, but
you gotta mourn the simple fact that who you are in that moment is not who you are in that moment anymore.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, you got to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta cry about and say goodbye to who, I don't know, you can say goodbye to who Ashley was from 2015 to 2017, because 2018 mm-hmm. Ashley ain't that person no more.
No.
And then you continuously always doing that in these brackets of time where it's like you learn boundaries, you learn you know what actually works for you. Not necessarily mm-hmm. what makes you happy, but just what works. Because some stuff that work ain't about making you happy for real. It's about this is what's making my life it just makes stuff work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you don't have to overdo, underdo, you just doing it. Mm-hmm. And once you get to that, you know, that phase in life and all of that, like we always doing anyway, you just keep going. Mm-hmm. Take the punches, but you better throw something back, because if you just gonna be a punching bag, you might as well just go on and zip it up for real.
Because you definitely don't want, you know, and I'm talking about me and that woman during your single stages, while you, if you decide that you're ready to date, you don't want nobody to be just stepping over you.
Exactly.
And you just accepting whatever, like, oh, okay, that's what you want to do. Okay. No.
I mean, even if you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be in something or not. You just have to know, like, who you are in the big picture of things. Because, yeah, we focus on, like, the small stuff so much sometimes. Like, oh, this person did this, they did that. And you holding on to it. And then you create this bigger circle of Kentucky Fried Foolery that don't even make sense, because you don't even remember why. And then once you get to a point where I don't remember why, you lose yourself. It's like, no, you have to look at it and say, all right, what did I do? But also, what did I not do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whether you in something or whether you're not in something. You know, you get to that point in life and keep it punching. This old man is smoking a cigarette. It's so nasty.
Right. Tell him, put it down, crackhead. Put it down, crackhead.
He's a white man. He's a white man with a goatee, and he's
like a boss hog kind of guy.
Nah. He's just a white dude smoking. But
okay, bless Ryan Carr. I do have a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever? And this is for everybody. Have you ever sat back and, based on your history and relationships and dating and whatnot, have you sat back and thought about, what did I do wrong in situations?
Of course.
I did, of course. Not
more so blaming, like, oh, I blame myself. No. Like, because everybody, like, it can't be one-sided all the time.
It's
you and them, that you was both in it. It's both of y'all. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, what have you learned from doing that? Like, what have you realized about yourself?
You just be more accountable. Be more accountable. Be more responsible. Be more self-reflecting at times, because it's so easy to point that finger. It's so easy to look. Because obviously your eyes is pointing forward. It's like, remember, sometimes you got to go look back in that mirror again and look like, all right, I could have did this better. I could have did that better.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do this better. And it's not that you could. You still can do mm-hmm. it better.
You it's have just choice. Allowing you yourself. You have a chance.
Yeah.
You woke up.
Permission to
yeah.
Yeah. You know.
I think for me, I learned how to be more bolder and blunt in what I want and what I say, because sometimes if you just kind of be all, I don't want to say nonchalant, but maybe, yeah, nonchalant in certain situations. They gonna think that you just accept any damn thing. Like one thing like that I would just no this is a deal breaker for me, like no issue at all. You have to have a full connection with God. I'm not saying you gotta go to church every Sunday, you gotta know all these scriptures and all of that jazz, because you know the devil knows scripture. So you just have to develop and have a full connection with God.
Agreed.
And there are some times, and back in, and I call them dumb shy days. Y'all don't say that, but I say dumb shy days because I was dumb back then. I didn't think that was a forefront, because I thought, oh, well, if God is here and he's working on them, then they gonna change eventually. Which granted, that may happen. But at the same time, connecting with me, I may not be equipped to bring you to my level, in a sense. Like, I can be, I can, but I feel like God needs to work on you more. God needs to talk to you more, because that's not my position. Mm-hmm. I can't pierce your heart for you. You know, only God can do that, and you have to be willing to want to do that. Yeah. So, hey, I mean,
let me get back at y'all, man.
All right. Thank you, Ed Brown.
Stay blessed. All right, Ryan. Most definitely. Thank you.
Oh, for sure.
So silly.
But yeah,
I think. You know, a lot of us tend to just accept whatever. Like, example, you know, I don't deal with smokers, right? So if one of these guys that I say in my past, he smoked, and I tell all my family, all my friends, I don't condone that. But here he comes around me, and because I like his personality, I'm going to accept it. No, I shouldn't have done that. And dumb shy did for a moment. But then I realized, you know, like I said, when I start being more bolder with what I say, I'm saying it. I'm not dealing with you because you do that. Well, it's just something I do. It ain't like you gonna judge me. So here go with this judging. You gonna judge me because of me smoking? You gonna judge? No, it's not about that. It's a preference. Yes. And you may have a bomb personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't condone that. We could be cool. Like, I don't have to be around you, you know, to be cool with you. Like, I don't have to spend time with you to be cool with you. Or be in a relationship with you. But I'm not about to condone those little things. Like, that is an annoyance to me.
Agree. I can't stand cigarette smoke.
Yes.
No.
So just, and then like, okay, with other little things, like, oh, you know, I was listening to this girl. She did one of my high school classmates. She did a speed dating last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about her experience, and she was saying, you know, how everything was cool and things of that nature. And please forgive me. Y'all know I go on a tandem about God, but it's just how I am. Cause you know, the Lord, I love the Lord. Anywho. So, she goes, and she's kind of in a sense of like my walk, my journey with God as well. We're kind of like a little bit on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying how it was fine. Like, you know, the dating scene was fine. She encountered this one man. He was about 35. And he was okay up until he said, I don't really believe in God like that. Like, I don't really. And she said, this is not going to work. Why?
That's because huge,
yeah, but he said, but let me tell you why he said that. Certain people don't understand that the church is within you. It's not more so a building that you go to, a temple that you go to. It's not that. The church is within you.
Amen.
So if you don't acknowledge him in all of your ways, because that's what scripture says to do, then you're not abiding by what God has said. You're not. So when he said that, he was, you know, he asked her like, you know, what is it? And so she said, if you don't have a connection, if you really don't have a relationship, and she said, and I'm not asking you, like what I said previously, I'm not asking you to throw scripture at me and thump Bible scriptures and all of that at Jasmine. She said, I'm not doing that. I'm asking you, like, when your back is against the wall, when you feel like all hope is gone, when you have went through all of these trials and tribulations, and your sources that you lived on are depleting, like they're going down, what do you do? Who do you call on?
Exactly.
And if you can't say God, and if you can't acknowledge him, that's a problem. That's a major problem for me. So, and I agree with her 100%. That's a very important factor. And me being single at that time, it got me to understand that I need to focus more on God. I need to stop leaning on my own understanding. And what better way to focus on God is to get to know him, of who he is and how he operates. That's it.
So Liv,
I highly encourage, like, yes, and I'm not saying that single life is easy. I'm not saying that. But interacting with those who are not of like-mindedness with God, or want to even have like a connection with God, that's a problem for me.
Where I'm at now with my beautiful single life, I bring God up in conversation. And if that person tries to persuade me, even though I just mentioned to you exactly why I'm doing it, and you're still trying to persuade me, this ain't gonna work. And I always say it. I'm blunt now. Because before, I wasn't blunt. Before, I was just like you, I would just tell everybody, I'm going with the flow. I'm going with the flow. But now, I'm going with the flow. But I'm pretty much, I'm a sailor. I'm on my beautiful boat by myself. I invited a few people on my beautiful boat. They ain't got no baggage. They ain't weighing me down. They actually helped me, because there's certain stuff I don't know how to do. Like, I got me a navigator. She excellent. I got me a cook. She cook all the time. I ain't got to worry about eating. I have me an herbalist who makes sure I'm well and get me together in case I don't know what herb I'm supposed to be taking. And I got me somebody who will actually, you know, keep me on my toes. Make sure, you know, I'm paying attention to everything. And if I feel like you coming on my boat and you rocking it, or you making water come in there, and I'm like, how the fuck did the water get in here? We were straight. We were good. And if God be like, uh-uh, they gotta go, I'm gonna be like, oh, you gotta go. I'm not about to make excuses for you, because I was making excuses for people. I even did it for the dude I used to really, really like, Shakur. He disappeared. I didn't have to do nothing. He disappeared all by himself.
Yeah.
And I did come and question it. I came to you, Shay, and I was like, I don't understand. You go. And then you put me back on track. You said he was supposed to show you something. And that's it. He was supposed to show you something, and that was it.
And a lot of times, too, every man that you encounter,
or woman, goes to these women too. It's not just us going through it.
I'll say that for both. Yep. So any person that you encounter, that does not necessarily mean that you need to be connected with them on that relationship level.
Exactly. Sometimes that is not their purpose. Like, we get rain. We don't know why the hell it's raining. The forecast just said it's gonna rain. Sometimes it don't. And the forecast said it would. But we may not understand the storm that we're going through, or the currents that might have happened. But a lot of times it's just a teacher or something. Like, each dude that's coming to my life now that wants me to jump into a relationship, I'm just like, no, I'm just sitting back. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm watching what you do. I'm not about to jump into it and say, oh my God, he might be the one. Because that was my problem. I kept thinking, oh, he could be the one. Oh, he could be that person.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, nah, I'm just going to watch. We can go out. If you want to hang out, okay, let's go hang out. If it don't happen, it don't happen. If you catch, if I see how you react to us not being able to hang out. If yeah. you catch an attitude with me or just do something that I'm not cool with or try to pressure me into it, then it's not going to work. Because I'm not going to be pressured into doing anything.
Yeah. And then I'll say this too, and I'm going to close it. It is totally fine with embracing your singleness.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with being single. However, when God shows you, meaning that, I don't want to say the stars align, because that's not what I mean, but when you have a full relationship with God, I'm not saying it has to be perfect, when you are able to acknowledge your wrongs and correct them in a certain degree, when you're able to really feel convicted with certain things that you say or do when it comes to these men and women too, and when you're able to boldly be enough to acknowledge that certain things are wrong and you and they and it needs to be right, you will be ready. You will be ready. Ask God, and I know those some people who may even be listening may not believe in God, but I'm talking to the believers here. But ask God to prepare you, not just to be with somebody, but to be close to Him. So ask Him, show me what can I do or what do I need to do to gain you more, to have like that full relationship with you.
Exactly. And then everything like, has to fall in line.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah. And then like how and kind of in a sense during your singleness, have a practice run with God. Let's see how you interact with God to decipher if you're ready to be with somebody. So when you're ready, and he's like, oh, okay. And then it's funny because Bishop says, and shout out to Bishop, she wasn't able to be on here today, but Bishop would always tell me, expect the unexpected.
She said a lot. That's her favorite quote. Put that on yes. shirt for her.
Yes. Yes. Because literally, it used to scare me because I'm like, what? But she will always tell me, expect the unexpected.
Meaning, you don't know.
Yeah. And not more so, you know, prepare to be with somebody, but
no,
just focus with God. Focus on what you and God are establishing. Don't focus on establishing relationships and connections with other people. That's exactly. going to come. Don't force that. But let God be the center and the head of everything that you do.
Like, period. Before we close, mm-hmm. I'm just one example.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you know, Peter is Cheyenne, brother. And, you know.
Oh, that's me and Peter is my friend. Okay.
And he my homie. He my big homie, right? And a lot of times I think about this, like my boat scenario. When they was on the boat, they was in that storm. Mm-hmm. Jesus walked through that storm. He was just right there. And they was looking down like, what the fuck is that? And it was Jesus. And he said, do you not trust me? And Peter was mad. He lost his child.
Yep.
He was angry.
Yep.
Because they've been wanting the baby for a minute. And a lot of people do want babies and children. Because they're a blessing. But he walked on that water.
Yep.
And he got that relationship that he actually needed. It was a particular bond that he needed in order for him to believe.
He was bold enough to do it. Like he was bold enough, and that is the thing. You have to be bold. And if people don't connect with you based on your relationship with God, okay, it wouldn't be for you. Keep it moving.
Exactly. But single is fun, people. Single is fun. My brother will love him. He been single for a minute, and he is on his walk with the Lord, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, he doing good.
He's doing great. Honestly, I use him for my strength a lot of times. And I just be like, there's moments I just, oh, forget it. I don't want to do no dating. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to go to work, come home. Go to work, come home. But then there's moments that say, there's nothing wrong with going on a date. You don't have to be with that person. Because you don't. Yeah. You're just going to check it out. It's just like going to a amusement park somebody told you about. You're just going to check it out. If you like it, you like it. If you don't.
But then also, too, with that as well, make your intentions pure.
Yes, you have to.
Make them both up front.
And I had to learn that. Because when you don't, they start blaming you for stuff.
And they misconstrue what you present to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, don't do it in terms of, like, don't dangle a piece of meat to a lion and don't feed him.
Exactly. Don't tease. Okay.
Absolutely not. Because don't then that's going to, you going to get bite in the ass, okay?
Yeah. You're going to get bit in the ass. Everything will get eaten up. So don't tease them. You shouldn't do that. Just make it known what you want and what you're doing in your journey, in your walk. And if they don't understand that, if they don't agree with that, and they're still trying to persuade you on something different, then leave that person alone.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Well, I do want to thank y'all. And shout out to Elder Brown, too, for popping up on here.
Thank you. It was needed.
I want to thank y'all so much for chiming in and tuning in and listening to us. I hope that this was indeed a blessing to y'all. I hope that you realize that it's okay to be single, and you know, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be butterflies and rainbows all the dang old time, but you will be fine. Trust me, you will be good within this moment. And then it ain't nothing but a blink in God's eyes for that moment. So just remember that it ain't your timing, it's His timing. So, please be sure to follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. Yes, Siobhan, we're going to get that started again once we get rolling, probably next year. Don't worry about it. I got your back. And also, if you want to be a guest, if you have a topic idea, if you have a question, if you just want to shoot the breeze, you can always send us DMs on Facebook and Instagram. But also, I would prefer that you send us an email at speakitsis@gmail.com. We definitely go on there, and then we'll send you all the terms and conditions on what you need to do to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like I said in the beginning, we do go on Instagram to go to Speak Your Truth Saturdays with Speak It Sis, where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. You'll be more than welcome to join us there. We normally go around 8:15 is just when we start. So please tune in for that. And everything else, I mean, we're good. Are y'all good, ladies? Y'all good to go?
Yeah.
All right. We thank y'all so much for tuning in. We'll take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.